Hello. The following program may contain bad words. So if you're listening at work, you best turn it the fuck down. Thank you.
No, darling. Asian Dawn. Dawn. D-A-W-N.
Sir?
Sir.
The FBI is here.
Oh, the FBI is here now?
Yes, sir. Right over there.
Hold this.
What a breath, man.
K-Scum Radio. And how you doing, everybody? It's Friday night once again. K-Scum is back on the virtual airwaves, your official radio station of the VH Links. I am Lowlife Flathead Scum, as always, your effervescent and slightly inebriated host. We're going to start things off tonight with some brand new music. We're going to continue on with new music to the K-Scum library. And we're also going to do a birthday block for Mr. Steve Perry towards the end of the show. But first, we're going to hear something brand new from Paul McCartney. This is from his brand new disc, McCartney 3. This is called Slidin', right here. K-Scum. Disc Medicine at Midnight. Here are the Foo Fighters.
I've been waiting on a war since I was young. Since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Never really wanted to be number one.
just wanted to love everyone. Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this? More to this? More to this than just waiting on a word? Just waiting on a word? Every day waiting for the sky to fall.
On the link.
Hey Linkers, this is Ludwig.
What's up everybody, this is Jack.
This is KT from deep in the heart of Texas.
Hey, this is Billy 007.
Join the party, K-Scum, official radio station of the VH Lynx.
the David Bowie classic Heroes. That's Sammy Hagar and the Circle from their newest release, Lockdown. Up next, a request for a couple of legends doing a legendary song. This is taken from a 1972 taping of the Mike Douglas Show. Here is Chuck Berry and John Lennon.
I'm going. I'm ready.
Johnny?
Yes?
Let's be good.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
listening to Case Gum Radio, Balls to the Wall Classic Rock.
Let it go. Just an aging drummer boy, and in the wars I used to play, and I've called a tune to many a torture session. Now they say I am a war criminal, and I'm fading away. Father, please hear my confession. Call it belief. I have run with the money. I have hit like a thief. Rewritten history with my armies and my crows. Invented memories. I did burn all the books, and I can still hear
his left, and I can still hear his song. The man's too big, the man's too strong.
From 1985's Brothers in Arms, that's Dire Straits, The Man's Too Strong. All right, it is time for tonight's birthday blast, and let's do it. Born this day in 1949, this gentleman, born in Hanford, California, was inspired to become a singer at age 12 upon hearing Sam Cooke's Cupid on his mother's car radio. In 1975, he moved to Thousand Oaks, California, where he formed a progressive rock band called Pieces with Tim Bogert, who had previously worked with Jeff Beck. Unable to secure a record deal, the band broke up after a year. Unwilling to press on with music after the tragic death of a later bandmate, he was urged by his mother to return a call to one Herbie Herbert, manager of a struggling San Francisco-based band called Journey. Journey's then-singer Robert Fleischman had never signed with Herbert's company, preferring his previous manager, and had not fully coalesced with the band's style. Our birthday boy was brought on tour, and to avoid alarming Fleischman, was referred to as a roadie's Portuguese cousin. During a soundcheck in Long Beach, California, he surreptitiously performed a song with Journey while Fleischman was away from the stage. And soon thereafter, Herbert informed the band members that they had just performed with their new lead singer. I am, of course, talking about Stephen Ray Perry, who turned 71 today. And also sharing a birthday with Mr. Perry is a new listener, Nikki, in Southern California. Happy birthday, Steve and Nikki.
I said that I'd never fall again. Within myself I was wrong. My searching ain't over. Over.
from Steve Perry's 2018 solo disc Traces. That's called No Erasin', and that's gonna do it for this Friday night show. Thanks to all the behind the scenes messages and input for tonight's show. And before we close out, I just want to say to everyone, it's a new day in this country. A lot of changes are coming, some that are welcome, some that many people don't like, but there's no denying that things are broken. Things aren't okay, but this is where we all live. This is the place we must share, for better or for worse, and I hope we can do that. I hope we can learn to coexist a little better, kind of like we did before. There was a time we knew we could do this. Peace to all of you. Glasses up, and here's to you. Here's the latest from John Fogerty. I'm Lowlife, and I'll see you tomorrow night in the Midnight Lounge. K-Scum Radio has been brought to you by Brett Norton at vhlinks.com and ibenderguitars.com. The music mixes you hear in the background are composed by the great Roland Scher. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you soon.
Weeping in the promised land. I said, weeping in I believe there's no evil out there we didn't have a hand in. You believe it's a time for peace and a time for understanding. Some of us believe that we are chosen, and if God is on our side, we'll win the game. And some of us believe that there's a heaven when the trumpets sound and the judges call your name. But let's get it straight. I believe there's just one chance in this world to hear our brothers. Yeah, you believe there's a better way to listen to each other. We don't get what the other guy is saying. We hear the word, we don't understand. So around the world the same old anger raging, and we all cry for shame, and the same old tragedy goes down. We believe there's a better way. Be someone on the scene that fits the bill. A man or a woman who knows how to say I'm sorry. With courage in his heart to match his creed. A leader who can build a brand new morning and match the tide of change. That's what we believe.
Yeah. that's what we believe.